Hey, good day, everyone. Welcome to the LifeInvestigated.com podcast. This is the Patriot Trainer this morning. It is January the 21st, 2025, and thank God January the 20th, 2025 happened as it did yesterday. By all accounts of anything that we in the public know anyway, the inauguration went off without too much of a hitch. President Donald Trump was inaugurated as the 47th President of the United States, along with J.D. Vance as the Vice President. We also see, apparently late last evening, Marco Rubio got approved by the Senate to take his position as Secretary of State. So that's a good thing. And I like to highlight the positive when I can, but we also have to continually look at the negative, especially when you're dealing with a criminal enterprise such as the Biden criminal enterprise. For years now, pretty much since he's been in office, I've described a Biden criminal enterprise in my podcast. And what a criminal he was, but not just what a criminal he was, but his entire family. Well, I think he proved me to be correct yesterday when at the last minute pardons, blanket pardons that he issued to his family members. Of course, we know he'd already pardoned his son for prosecution from anything he may have even thought about doing, basically. Blanket pardon as he issued for the rest of the family. We know he'd already done that for his son, who is a convicted criminal. But that just proves my point, that the entire family is a criminal enterprise. That's what many of you voted for 4 years ago. to be the President of the United States. Of course, we still know that that election was fraudulent, irregardless of what anyone says. People with common sense know it was fraudulent, and you don't have to be a rocket scientist or a mathematician to know that what they claim happened, happened. It wasn't that way. That election was fraudulent. In 2020, he was a fraudulent president from the very start, and a criminal. He should be tried. He's committed, in my opinion, treasonous acts against the United States of America, along with many of other members of his cabinet. And certainly, his blanket pardons prove now that they are a criminal enterprise, and now fully protected by a presidential pardon. Biden done all he could to make the transition terrible, even though he promoted the peaceful transition of power. And of course, many of the commentators yesterday in the inaugural balls and comment through the speech and live coverage, even the conservative ones, were talking about the peaceful transition of power. This was not really a peaceful transition of power, because Biden, since he lost the, well, since, well, he lost his election bid in September, so Trump had to defeat two foes. But no one ever really took little Kamala Harris as a serious candidate, I don't think, too awfully much. There are apparently several million fools that voted for her, but and when I say call you a fool if you voted for little Cammy, I do that with love in my heart for you. Some people just are misled, and some people are just pure sheep. I mean, Jesus called us sheep, and a sheep is dumb. That includes all of us. We're likely to do dumb things and be very easily led astray. So rather than just calling you people that voted for millions, supposedly, I don't know if I even believe that, that voted for little Cammy girl. And maybe you just got too much sheep in you. and you were legitimately misled, that in your heart you thought you were voting the right thing. And that is the American way. You get to voice your opinion. You get to vote the way you want to. I just can't perceive how any man or woman that struggles through this life trying to make a living, trying to put food on the table and a roof over your head and keep gas in a car, which you can't even afford to buy a new vehicle now, much less hardly maintain it. I don't know how you can legitimately vote for people like Harris or Biden or any of the rest of that bunch. Do I say Republicans are perfect? No, a bunch of them needs to go out of the way too. They're just as corrupt and crooked as the Democrats are, or at least the Biden Democrats and the Harris Democrats and the lefties out there. I don't even mind if you have a leftist opinion. I don't mind if you vote leftist. But when you start trying to push me and corner me and you start trying to imprison me for exercising my constitutional rights, then I got a real problem with you, Bubba. And I think some of you lefties are going to really find out how much the Patriots really have a problem with you in the next few years. But anyway, Biden made it as complicated with all of his last-minute clemencies and pardons and executive or legislative issues that he got pushed through before the new Congress took place. He done everything he could to hinder Trump and to delay Trump from getting his activities instituted from the very start. Some of this crap that Biden did, and for pure hatred of the country, for pure hatred of American citizens, and for his own miserable existence, because he finally found out he really didn't have any friends on the left, definitely didn't have any on the right. He found out all the lefties really weren't for him either, including his buddy Hussein Obama. Certainly found out that which Pelosi didn't have any love for him either. They all backstabbed him. I don't blame him for being ticked off at that, but as much backstabbing and crooked and underhanded crap as he's done, he got, the Bible says you reap what you sow, so he got him a full harvest of stuff right there. But he tried to complicate matters for the United States of America and for decent, hardworking American citizens as much as he could before he left. And that is, my friends, something that should not be forgotten about. It should not be forgotten about when you go to the polls in 2 years to elect the Congress again and a few senators. It should not be forgotten about. It should not be forgotten about. Some of you will say, well, I vote for the man. In this case, my friends, I got to tell you, it should not be forgotten about what the Democratic Party backed and allowed to happen. The party leaders outside of Biden's realm allowed this garbage to happen to the United States of America. And you need to remember that in 2 years when you go back to re-elect the Congress. So essentially, Trump's got less than 2 years to get this mess straightened, because some of you easily forget or just don't get real excited about these midterm elections that's coming up before you know it. But 2 years will have passed before you know it. So in this particular case, I think you need to have a long memory. I think you need to have a long memory. We've had so much crime committed against us as citizens. The nation, the motherland, has had so many crimes committed against her. And we have become pathetic. I've always said, you know, back 30 plus years ago, when I started ministering the gospel from behind the pulpit as a pastor, more than 30 years ago now, probably 35 or more years ago, one of the first messages that I started preaching was the return of Christ. And at his return, America would be reduced to a third world country. We would be powerless. We would basically implode. We would have no respect on the world stage, and we would be in absolute poverty. Well, Biden had almost accomplished that. That's why I've been so highly looking for the Lord's return. But maybe we've gotten a few years here of reprieve before God decides to send his final judgment on this world. We'll just kind of all have to wait and see, because none of us know that, and we never will know that till it happens. But anyway, this is the Patriot Trainer. Just wanted to remind you, Trump's got a hard road ahead of him. If you are a praying person, you need to keep him in your prayers. If you are a person that stays politically connected and are very active on the political scene, then you need to support him with your activism. You need to be there when he needs you to be there. If there needs to be a demonstration of some kind to support the president, if you're good at organizing things like that and you have the means to do it, then you need to be there doing that. You may not be a Christian. You may not be a praying person, but there, if you are a conservative and you want this crap that has been criminally instituted and pushed against us for the last 4 years, when they start on Trump hot and heavy, and they will, they already have, and it's not even been a whole day, you need to be there to support him. Make your voices known. Bombard these Democrat senators and legislators with letters and calls and emails. But most importantly, make your presence known when you can, in a peaceful manner, by the way. That's the way we should do it, peacefully, but aggressive. So we should be there. It's the Patriot Trainer. I'll see you next time.